Thank you, Music Nation. Whoa. Oh, yeah, you still remember the hands, all right? Whoa. C-O-D?
C-O-D.
That's right. These guys love the spirit. I love it. C-O-D. Elite. Aha. Pulse fire. I've forgotten the rest, doesn't matter. See, that's right. That's a classic family, right? Are they still alive? See. Thank you, Shimai. You still have Die Hard. See. We're just adding that one, yeah. Look at this scripture. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2. And I'm not going to take your time tonight. I want to prepare you for March when we get ready for major services. I want each person in this room to have their 10 souls at least registered. And I'll teach you how to do that tonight, just under a few minutes. You already know how to do that. Acts of the Apostles chapters, the all of the book of Acts of the Apostles is just speaking about what changes. So you can put them under the Christian religion doctrine or name just because it's in the Bible, but they are humans like you and I. Would change the narrative of something. I love when, and that's part of the Bible that we believe in. It speaks about people who, despite the odds that they faced, because you can get to a place in your life that your odds look like it's peculiar to you. You can get to a place where you personalize your limitations and you forget that we all have limitations. We all have things that are against us. That's the way the world is formed. So it is not just about life being unfair to you. Life is just asking you, how long can you keep fighting for? Because if fight stops, trophies stop. If fight stops, belt stops. And you survived the fight yesterday, you have the belt for maybe lightweight champion. And now another fight invites you. So these issues, these problems, these limitations, these disappointments, they are not peculiar to you. They are just asking you if you can maximize what was planted in you by nature, God. If you can maximize what is in you. And the day you stop fighting, you stop winning. Because you can't win without a fight. And so if you're watching tonight and you have a battle against your mind, you are just called to win the battle of the mind. And if you have a financial battle, you can win. That's why I said to you tonight that I came to talk to what changes. And what changes mean from the inside of you, you are changing your own world first. And if you can change your own world, if you can get out of the norms, if you can get out of your family culture and relation and what you used to know, you are changing your world, and the world will soon call you to change the world. So sometimes it looks like, how can I change the world? The question tonight is, are you changing your world on the inside of you? You know, Joseph showed us the first limitation, last born. A son that was 8, I mean, all his brothers, 12 of them. Imagine having about 10 of them against you. It is 10 against 1, and then 12 of them, 10 against 1, and 1 is neutral. 1 sits on the fence, And you may want to think tonight, think with me please, how do you win a battle of 10 against 1? How do you win a battle of stagnation against the whole world? How do you win a battle like this? It was 10 against 1, but he was not afraid. This is what liberated Joseph from the power of his brothers. Don't forget this also. That it's not just 10 against 1. They were elder to him. They were more experienced than him. They were more exposed than him. So the power against Joseph was so much. But something happened internally for Joseph. I have a dream. I have a dream was his liberation power. When dreams come, when you get dreams delivered to you, it changes your world from the inside of you. So what we are saying as the nation family is, we don't care what people are saying. We don't care what limitation they see about us. We don't care if they just think it's a bunch of young black people. We have a dream. Dream will always make you more powerful than the 10 that are more exposed, more powerful than the 11 that are more vocal, that are on media, more than 10. So if you are one with a dream, if we are one with a dream, nothing is able to stop us. And that is what is calling you to do tonight. This, get in your hands the same dream that a pastor Sam saw. I just realized that no matter how bad a person's background is, no matter what the limitation is, if they can see your dream. Martin Luther King Jr., 10 against 1, speaking against the cheating and the segregation of the black community, 10 against 1, is up against a community that is more powerful, richer than him, that has more narrative, more story, and seemingly more history than him. But a dream will deliver us from the pit of hell when we are ready. So the only thing Satan can do is to blow your dream, blow your sight. Because of the current challenges, he uses challenges to blur dreams. No matter what comes against you, don't lose the focus of the dream. Are you listening to me tonight? Am I in the nation, family?
Yes, sir.
The dream, oh God, it doesn't matter what happens. We're going to end up to be a multi-billion pound family.
Yes, sir.
Our wrongs or our rights will be inconsequential. Dream is more powerful than your perfection. Dream is more powerful than your mistakes. A man who loses that dream becomes the real slave to the world. When we, the people of color, years ago lost that dream, we became slaves. And all of a sudden, another set of people began to give us what to dream about. So a young girl can dream about just marriage. She's forgotten who she really is. They've given her another dream. Society pressure, cultural pressure has given her another set of dreams so that she's blurred. And so all of a sudden, she thinks what she feels like having is the dream. Her dream. What God told me is to build a family, not a congregation. Now, those are two different things. If we want to build a large congregation, we cannot do it this way. You have to advertise miracles. You have to sell it. You have to be on it. But we can't. It wants us to build a family. It wants us to build a wealthy family as well. And so if you're just coming into the house, and those who have sacrificed for this work, those who have given and those who keep giving, you better be patient. You better have the time to wait, because now we just don't have a dream. We have a plan. This plan does not exempt the young and the old. It's a plan. These sacrifices, we thought they would grow overnight, but it says nothing works like that. Because with or without, we're not going to let go of what we dreamt of. I dream of a day that we, this family will stand, the COD family will stand with you. By the grace of God and by your determination, will be in the front cover of whatever Vogue magazine, whatever, in front of W, and they will say, this family, one of the many families in this family, is worth X amount of billions. Now, the truth is, if all the world you have If all the revelation from scripture that you have, like we used to call it revelé that you have, is just to continuously repeat that dream will streamline your fellowship. It will discipline your fellowship, and nothing will stop it from happening. People will come and people will go. You will make mistakes and you will have perfection. You will have good days and you will have bad days, but you will not be blurred. Your dream, as long as it's clear, will happen. And most times there are prices to pay for dreams. Joseph first paid the price of hatred, because dreams bring hatred to people who are just sleepers. Best dreams happen when you are awake. It is not the one. So those who sleep at night, those who forget who they are, those who forget that every single human on the face of the earth has a peculiarity that the next person, those who forget these things, when they wake from their night sleep, they forget their dream. Because television and Instagram and all this is meant to give you another dream. But those are just footnotes. Acts of the Apostles, something happened in it, and I went into dreams because I was trying to tell you they were different men. If you read the book of Hebrews, it's talking about men who did the strange things in this world, changed the world, because they believed something. Look at their story. It is not just a religious story. There was never a place where it was required. I hope you know Jesus never went to church. One day in his life, attended synagogue one day in passing and went to cause problem there. It is about, so what I was saying to you last Thursday is that the church before, the church building, was the interaction in the Old Testament, was the interaction of God to the people of the earth. Now, you are his interaction. If you're going to be his interaction, if you're going to be his place of worship where they come to worship him, the link between you, them, and God, then you have to have a language. In Acts of the Apostles, what happened in Acts chapter 2, I want to reintroduce this story to you. I want you to read carefully with me. Tell me, please.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 5.
Tell me quickly.
Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken.
If they come together, because seemingly there's a move of God, it wasn't the sound that they stayed with. There was a sound, truly, that they heard. But when they came and something held them. Each one was being spoken to. They had their own language there. And that's what kept them. That's what spread this message to the nations. So when we call ourselves the nation family, when the Holy Ghost came, it gave them everyone's language. So when they come, they want to hear the language called Beauty Nation. It's a language, whereas what we did in the past is to speak in unknown tongues. This tongue, because it is God who gave it to us, gave us the word. The sound is the word. The language you then follow through with is not those unknown tongues alone. It is now all of a sudden you know how to build a beauty movement without knowing how to build a beauty movement. I'm not sure you understood what I just said. When he comes, it's not just working on what you went to school to read. The person, the God who made you from beginning, knows how you were programmed. So when the Holy Spirit came, he rechanneled them to their original creation. Not what they were. They spoke Aramaic. They were Jews. All of a sudden, they can relate to people of other countries, because that's what the Holy Ghost comes to do. Not the way we were taught in Pentecostal cycle. The tongue we speak in Pentecostal cycle goes nowhere. It doesn't end anywhere. It doesn't mean anything. But the tongue you're speaking now, Nathan, he created you to be in fashion. And when the Spirit really comes on you, when the word really comes on you, you will speak in that tongue, because the people who heard the sound, when they come, they want to hear your language. They came to find out, what are they saying? So what is a true tongue talking church? A church with diversity of gifts manifested, not because they were skillful before, but because when they receive the word, which is the Spirit, when they receive this word, they can speak. They can speak politics. Politics is a language. They can speak. They can speak music. It's a language. When the revival broke out, Hope Dealer spoke and the word heard. Now, there's going to be a bigger revival. They're speaking. The songs you did then, they were your tongues, really. Because otherwise, the other tongue, where does it lead? Do people understand it? Read that scripture again faster this time, just the verse, please.
When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language.
This is how we miss the revival. They can hear a sound. There's a reigning church called Spark Mission, but when they came, you know why they will move away? Because they cannot hear. We did do services where we all spoke in tongues, but the Spirit of grace was looking at us and saying, no, now there is a man sitting. His tongue is fashioned. There are 1,000 people that if he stays, that they will stay because they can hear their language. So we must not be a tongueless church, but the tongue we were speaking before, they cannot relate to it. There's a tongue. Every industry has their own language. If you meet lawyers, if a Dorothy and a Habi, if they start speaking, you'll be lost. Kim will be lost. But if Kim starts speaking about the texture of hair, the things that she received under the word, if she starts speaking it, everybody will relate to her. How do we go back to this revival? It came through the word. We go back to the word. It manifested through giving. We go back to giving. Can I tell you something tonight? Your seed is a language. Our giving, the mobilizations going on right now, is all speaking one voice. We are all saying we are givers in this house. So there is nobody here that is not a giver. And now some people may oppose that. People may even oppose it in the parliament, but it's not their language. Don't change your language because the uncircumcised cannot hear you. You're not going to change it. You see, the Englishman programmed the word so much that we all just speak his language. We may disagree with him. We can say he took us as a slave, but how do we even relate it through his language? And if he decides to change the definition of slavery, what are we? This is why God creates the alternative system of languaging. The things that we came up with under the revival: seed, soul, target, family, family head. They are languages. This language, if you keep it enough, the world will soon speak it. If you don't stop talking, your language will not go into extinction. But if you stop talking, if you stop speaking your own language, your language will go into extinction. And that is why it's gathered us again to speak this language. Then we ask ourselves, the next generation, how do we reach them? What's their language? And we found that things like football, universal language. Things like music, universal language. But forget all that. In case there will be nobody here that is a football star, whatever. In case. But there is one thing that is a more universal language than all these things. Success. So when we start building 140 businesses, we are not just doing it to impress. We are not just doing it to tell ourselves that we are great. We are saying that in case we cannot speak music, in case we cannot speak football, we will buy the football clubs, we will buy the record label. So how to build? Build the 140 businesses like your life depends on it. Otherwise, the next generation will not hear you. Can I hear a resounding yes? Two more scriptures and I close. It's mobilization season. Your seed is a talk. You're talking to me. You're talking to this vision. Not pity. What put me here? What did all the works you've seen for close to 20 years? You're talking to it so that it can talk back to you. And it talks back to you in the proportion of your mobilization. Look at this scripture. I love this scripture. I finished this on Sunday. Look at this scripture. Okay, let me give you a footnote scripture, Message Bible, Isaiah 19, 18, quickly.
On that day, more than one city in Egypt will learn to speak the language of faith.
Did you hear that? If we keep speaking this language, see this faith. It said Egypt, the world. Egypt, the most powerful nation in the world. It said more than one city in Egypt will learn to speak the language of faith and promise. The next revival will be people that are truly speaking our language. When they come, they will say we are true nationals. But if you are discouraged tonight, it's because we were taught to be temporary people. Those who will not stop speaking. The day is coming that more than one city in Egypt will speak the language of faith. They will say they are nationals. They will say they meet targets. They will be from Egypt, but they will do these things. Can I hear it sounding? Yes. And they will promise. And we've been seeing that. We've been seeing people that were not with us in 2016, but they are promising to follow. They are calling your leader their leader. They are pledging allegiance to this work. They are promising. They are from Egypt, but they are promising because we won't stop speaking. So quickly tell your neighbor, I won't stop speaking. I don't know about you. I won't stop speaking. Sometimes it will look as if I'm heard. Sometimes it will look as if nobody is hearing. Keep speaking. Because in that day, more than one city, in whatever work you have assigned to do, the house of medics is a language. You know what God did with the medical practitioners? It took an empty body when you were washing the floor in Tulse Hill. When you were doing camera, it was trying to see, is she earth enough? Because if you can take that body, it will change your tongue. And he tested you through many credit stuff and all this. He just wants to see, can we give her the language of faith? So that people can follow this promise. The time is upon us, nation family. This is the time to walk like we've never done before. This is the time to push like we've never done before. Because now we are aware. We are aware that these 140 businesses, they are a speech to the nation. The first thing you've done is to start it. The next thing is that it will begin to prosper. It will begin to excel. Can I hear an amen in this? Finish this scripture. Let me close.
And promise to follow God of the angel armies. One of these cities will be honored with the title City of the Sun.
Go and research the Sun City. They will be titled. They will be honored. Why? Because they will begin to speak the language. There is no language of faith on the earth right now. Don't let's deceive ourselves. There is no Holy Ghost in any church in Africa or wherever. There's no ghost. There isn't anything. Can you imagine? Let me just give you this footnote. Our own forefathers, guess what? They called it idol worshiping because they spoke to trees and nature. Yeah? And they said, we are barbaric. In fact, the white man then said, he called it a certain word, very terrible word. All of a sudden, this same white man comes back and tells us about climate change, how to honor our environment. The first thing God did in Adam was to teach him environment. So when we were speaking to trees, when they said we are backward, how can you be talking to a tree? Now they say treat your environment. They look at trees. How can these things be? An average African goes to school but is never educated. He doesn't know his history. They call it all manner of names. Artifacts that Africans take and call it idol and break it. These guys took it. Yeah? Took it from Ghana. There's one they want to loan Ghana back. You come to steal something. Then you say, anyway, I'll loan you back. But what we're saying to Ghana is take it. Once it steps there, tell them, come and pick it. Sign all the agreement. Tell them, take it. Footnotes. One more scripture. Music Nation, you can come. I came to mobilize tonight. I came to tell you that those of you who have signed up to Givers Club is the best club in the world, because a day will come that more than 318 people will have more than enough resources, millions flowing, because that's the word tonight. You will change the world because we will not stop. So build those businesses with all your heart. Be the number one member in the Givers Club. Givers Club got us here. And it is prophetic that 5 years after we relaunched Givers Club, without thinking, it's 5 years anniversary. It is prophetic that you are still here. Give me one last scripture, Pastor Faith. Thank you.
Genesis 11, verse 1.
Are you sure, man? Let me hear you.
And the whole earth was of one language, one accent, and mode of expression.
Okay, it calls us to have one expression. Our joint seed is an expression. It is us saying we don't give up on these things. We are not sowers yesterday and not non-sowers today. You are not in a charity organization. You are in a progress organization. The world does not speak charity, it speaks success. It's a universal language. And if we can get that right, because that's the only place where we can fight, you know, a pastor from Africa just finished a program, and he's our friend. Just finished a program, gathered like 30,000 or whatever people. You know, Africa, they're many. And Africans too, so he can. But anyways, just finished this. And he calls me and asks me questions. You know, he likes to ask questions. He said, you know, I've been asking you this, Pastor Toby, for years. But if your movement, if I want to start, so I needed to pause and say, okay, you know, I've been answering you on these things for a while, yeah? Today, let me ask you, why should you bother? You already have that going. Why? You tell people they can be healed of whatever, and they are coming in droves. Why are you bothering? Why are you always asking? Okay, so if this guy asks me, how do you keep, what's loyalty? How do you get people loyal? I said, why do you bother? I said, because there's only one way this goes. It's only going to go the way others have gone. So I'm looking for my preparation when this goes. Now, you and I have been given a value. It is the language of faith. There are no beggars here. There are no yesterday sacrificial people here. We're sacrificing today like we did yesterday. And I wanted to show you the height of sacrifice. Well, I think I'll do that on Sunday. It is not the denial of certain things that we were taught in church. It is the ability to stay on course. On course to the language you were created to speak for the sake of the house. So we're not going to be mobilizing for souls. And I don't think mobilizing for us to gather souls like this, I don't think it's easy. No, it's difficult. Because you're not advertising anything really. But guess what? If you're God's communication center on earth, you look the path of success, project it, and speak the language of faith. And God forbid that low times, when things are low, will make you change your language. God forbid that soul snatchers will sleep off for 1 minute. God forbid that the Givers Club will sleep off for 1 minute. I know your chats are alive right now. And what you need to do before 12 tonight is to meet the target Pastor Sam has set there. All of us speaking one language. In fact, what you should name that chat is one language. Forget seed. It's called one language. Seed. Language is the seed for all nations. Language is what we are all saying uniformly. As one, this is what we are, and nothing is going to change that. Nation family, are you ready for the new season? I've charged the beauty people to create a beauty program in March that the world has never seen before. Speak in tongues, speak the language of the Holy Spirit to that community, because the beauty industry is worth more than $11 billion. We own our portion there is at least 10%. Oh my God, you are not talking to me now. We have at least 10% there. Normally, we should have 50%. But let me not be greedy. Let's say 30%. is ours. And guess what? We have the resources. We have the manpower. And above that, we have the word. So if you cannot do that by the word, then you don't have the spirit. So can we all go out now and express that we do have the spirit? It takes us back to nature. And in nature, we find what gives us joy, what we are really meant to do, what you are created to do, something you find natural doing. It takes you back to nature. The trees, they said, we shouldn't talk to. But the climate is changing in our own favor now. The nation family. There's nowhere to be till 12 midnight and above than your group chat. It's called one language. Our language is seed. In other words, if your family head comes, thank you, you can remove this now. If your family head comes online and preaches for 1 hour, if all he's just saying is seed, sow, seed, sow, seed, sow, revival will still happen. It is good that they put Bible verses and all the stories. That's all good. I'm saying perhaps they don't even have the word. Perhaps they don't even know what to say. Perhaps they've not prepared that day for a sermon. If they are just saying seed, sowers, sow winners, seed, sowers. As we continue to speak, that doors were opening. Now we are going to see the next level of door opening. And not just that, we're going to see the next level of the right crowd. Can I hear a big amen in this house? Can I hear a louder amen in this house? Rise on your feet if you make God of all things. One language group chat. That's a giver's club. Yes, it can have in bracket GC, giver's club. But it is one language. This is the language the givers 250 plus are speaking. It is not the language of I've done my part. It's the language of until we reach it, I've not done nothing. When Pastor Obi and Esros and them Kim are mobilizing for souls until we reach the numbers, it is not abdomen. I don't care if you brought 15 people. You should do 51 because it's in you to do it. God of all this, lift up your hands to the heaven, including those who are watching from home. Change Cameroon. You're gonna change Ghana. You're gonna change Czech Republic. The word of this work is upon you. You are what changes. Lift up your hands, everyone, and let's sing. Let's uprise. Darkness trembles. Darkness trembles in your home. Every eye will see Yeshua, our God. Yeshua, our God. Great and mighty to be praised. Let's uprise one more time. Trembles in your holy life. Every eye will see. One more time, let's uprise. Think this is a message for us, just self. They will soon understand that I'm Christ's number one mobilizers. I'm mobilizing his sons and daughters of light so that we can fight the darkness that is in the world our own way, his way. When the time comes, they will know we are just servants of Christ, and everyone who has joined hands with me to preach this gospel with our own style. It is the Spirit of Christ that will teach you what to do, lead you where to go, and make sure you never lack what you need part time. He is with you because you are with him. Can I hear an amen? It is in his name. Those who are watching from around the world, it is in his name, and those who are in this auditorium, that I commission the month of March. In February, Elite is going to, Freedom Church Elite, you're going to hold your service. I'll give you 2 more Sundays so that you're ready, because I feel there's a word for you. So Elite, do you want the next level of the blessing? Now mobilize on the next level. The same way the barbershop came through, the same way, and other things that have been pending for the last 1 year, they will push through. It will not be by power or by might, but it will be by the Spirit of the living God. Can I hear an amen in this house? I bless all the families. I bless all the groups, from pillars to nation builders. May the blessing of this work rest heavily upon you in the name of Yehoshua. And the whole church shall believe it. Amen. Thank you.